Kof Tes Adar Sheni, Friday the 8th of April, Rabbi Sholem Pearl, the reverse of a Yid in Chodesh Nissan.
My Rabbi, I was lucky to be here when I was in a smaller place. Long time ago, around Hanukkah, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and Baruch Hashem, Harchivi Mekoyim Oholeich. The oil became widened, and there's a lot of more space, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of more tzibur that come from Groyser Rabbonim, and not from the Groyser Rabbonim, but at least there's room when my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Tzviko Shalevsky, when he comes, this place could be packed, and it could be tremendous chizuk, and I believe it is packed. Over Baruch Hashem, those who come midei yoyim b'yoyimoy is a very, very big schus, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has tremendous nachas ruach from this corner in London, which has such a light in it that's so shining, so bright. From this Karen Oira, this little corner of light, there's a lashon the Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that one of the Amiroyim used to be mispalel, Shetamideini Bekeren Oira. Place me in the corner of light. Because Rabbi Yisai, this world is a world of darkness. This world is a world where not so many are drawn to the light, the real light of the world, the light of Torah, the light of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's not a simple world we're in. But there's a Keren Oiro. There's a certain corner where there's a light that's shining. And that is what this Amira is asking, according to his level, that he should be in the best corner of the world, in the best place that could be possible. He should be part of Keren Oira, of the corner of light. So Baruch Hashem, here it's a Keren Oira, and I'm Zoyche Shetamideini, the Keren Oira, to be able to be in such a corner of light, and maybe to help a little bit, that we should all be able to prepare for Chodesh Nissan, for a very special month that is coming upon us, and be mischazik together. That's the main thing. The Gemara says in Brochus, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Arba Dvorim Tzrichim Chizuk. There are four things which need chizuk, and Rashi says, Tamid Bechol Koichai. We have to be mischazik in it always. Bechol koichai, with all our strength. And the first and foremost, Torah. Torah is what needs the most chizuk. You know why? Because there's a very big Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah and the koyach hatumah in the world knows very well, maybe much better than others know. Even a lot of Yidden don't know this. He knows very well that the power against the evil of the world is the power of Torah. And that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, very recently it was Dafayomi, Daflamid, Amid Beis, Borossi Yetzer Hara, Borossi Loi Torah Tavlin Loi. I created a Yetzer Hara, but I created an antidote. And the antidote is the Holy Torah. So the Yetzer Hara knows that very well, and he puts all his strength in that a Yid should not be learning Torah. He does everything in the world. And there's a very famous statement that is the great Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman, used to say it, and it's printed in the Kovetz HaOras. There's in the back a piece called Dugmois LeBi'urei Agodois Al Derech HaPshat. And I think it's Simen Vav. There's a few Oiseus in the Simen Vav. What Oise I didn't check up now, but he used to say like this. In Yiddish, it went very beautiful. I'll first say it to you in Yiddish. Maybe there's some that actually know the Yiddish. He says, Dem Yetzirah Artnisht. It doesn't bother the Yetzirah. As a Yidzel, the ganze Tug davenin. A Jew should be learning the entire day. Davenin the entire day, yeah? And a ganze Tug soll er tun Chesed. And he should do kindness, beautiful acts of kindness a whole day. Abia soll nicht lernen. As long as he doesn't learn. That's the statement that the Chofetz Chaim used to say many times, and the Bochonon quotes him, and he brings out the point of how chashiv is the inyan of learning, the Torah is the or. Everything else is a ner, is a candle. Ner mitzvah, but the Torah or. Torah is the light itself. Ner mitzvah is only a candle. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't mind a candle. That doesn't throw away his choshech that much. So, a Yid will daven the whole day, a Yid will do chesed the whole day. That's very nice. It will have an influence on the world, but that's not where he's going to focus his power and his warfare. He's not going to make that the battlefield. That doesn't bother. But one thing he cannot be soivel, a Yid who's sitting and learning. And that is something not so simple. To be a Yid who's coming to Torah, especially starting the day, the Torah way, there's a big Yitzhara for these things. And whoever comes here, and especially those who come, Mideyoim Beyoimai, it is a very big schus. It's showing that you've accomplished and you've had a victory over the Yitzhara of Torah. And it's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. That's what the Chofetz Chaim used to say the whole time. So I was thinking that is the idea why Torah is the first and foremost in the four things that need chizuk tamid b'chol koichoi. Not only because the Torah is the source of all spirituality that we have in this world, not only that, but as we mentioned just now, because there's a special power of the Yetzer Hara, who is misnaged, who tremendously fights against the inyan of Torah. And if we don't put the koyach, tamid lischazik, the chola koyach, then where will we be? So this is what is the greatest chizuk of Torah, and that's what everyone here is trying to get, that bit of Mayim Korim al Nefesh Ayefa, the cold water upon a tired soul, to give us the chias, the spiritual strength to go through a Yiddish day. So this is basically Shtikl Hakdam to or coming together to be Mischazik. There isn't so much time after the Hakdam to say the drasha of a we say what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to, the Tzibur should hear. I come here, I open a Sfasemes. There are not all Sforim in this place, but Baruch Hashem, a Sfasemes I did find from the Grace of Ger Rebbe, the second Ger Rebbe, who was an Einikol of the Chidush Yerim, and every word of his is a diamond. I would say it's a pearl, but my name is Pearl. So... We just learn a piece of Sfasemes. It begins in the Parsha of the week, Parsha's Tazria. And there's a famous Medrash, but the way the Sfasemes puts out the Medrash, it's tremendous light that he sheds upon this Medrash. The Medrash talks about a Pasuk, which in fact says something which is like a contradiction. From word to word, the Pasuk contradicts itself. What is a pasuk? Ochor vokedem tsartani. Ochor vokedem. Last and first. Backwards and forwards. Tsartani, you created me. So it's basically talking about the Adam. Man. And he's ochor and he's kept them. And the question is, how could it be also Achor and also Kedem? How could both be right? In fact, it reminds us of the very famous story that there was once two Baladinim that came to certain Rav for a Din Torah. It was in the house, it wasn't in Beis Din. And the Rav sits and listens to the first one very, very intently. And he hears, he says, sounds like you're right. Okay. Now, he listens to the second one, same attentiveness, and then at the end he says, it sounds like you're right. So the Rebbetzin calls out from the kitchen. She says, my dear husband, how could both be right? So he says, you're also right. Rabbi, say, how is it possible we can be both Achor and both Kedem? Either we're last or we're first. That's the question. But there's even a bigger question. Hare, we all learned Pashas Bereishis. Who didn't learn Pashas Bereishis? We all remember this from the Cheder even. And there it says very clear that today, in fact, today, Yom Erev Shabbos, is the day of Yetziras HaAdam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. And when did he create him? Not only after all the other days. After all the behemoths, chayas, v'oifes. That's when he created Adam, Nase Adam. He was the final creation. So it's of course Ochar. We are way back behind all creation. How could we say Kedem? How could we be considered Kedem the first? Pelagod. So it's also a paradox. It's a stirah. How can you be Ochar and Kedem? And secondly, we are Ochar. We're not Kedem. That's the big parallel over here. However, the Medrash says the following statement. And L'chayre doesn't explain and doesn't answer the question. But the Medrash addresses the point. And it says, Zocha, if a person is Zoycha, he merits. So then, what happens is they say to him, you know what? Ato kodamto. L'chol ma'aseh bereishis. You were first in creation. Loi zocha. If he's not zoicha, then we try to tell him, yitush kodmoch. Even a little tiny, I would say even an amoeba. A small little garnished. A little nothing. Came before you came. Very nice. If he's zoicha, you tell him this. If he's not Zoyche, you tell him that. But what does that mean? Why if he's Zoyche, do you tell him something which is not even true? L'chayre, not true. He's created last, not first. How could you say, Ato kodamto l'chol ma'ase bereishis? However, we all do know, though we sing every Shabbos, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, in the L'chadoidi, and there it's mentioned, Soif ma'ase b'machshava. Soif Maaseh, there's that that was done last. However, b'machshava tchila, it was first in thought. When the Rabbeinu Shalom created a world, he didn't create the world for the elephants. He didn't create the world for the beautiful giraffes or the zebras with their beautiful colors. He didn't create for that. The Rabbeinu Shalom created a world in order that they should know him. In order that he'll be able to bring out his honor of Malchus and be able to endow that who participates in being Megala, his covet in the world, to give him everlasting life, to give that Adam Schar. And that was the Tachlis of the Bria. All of us know this. Derech Hashem is Marich very much. The Ramchal speaks about it at length. So Adam is b'machshava tchila. He was the first thought that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had, and that's why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is creating the entire world. L'Hashem ha'aretz u'meloya tevel v'yoshveva. The whole thing is created for Adam. However, that's only b'machshava. B'maisa, He was created last. So it depends simply what this person is doing in the world. What part is he playing? What is his role? If he is accomplishing the machshava tchila, if he's accomplishing that that the Rabbeinu Shalom had in mind originally, then he could tell him, Zocha, you were meriting. If you become someone who's Zoycha, so we could say to him, Ato kodamto lechol ma'asa bereishis. You were first for all the ma'asa bereishis, because you were the b'machshava tchila. You were what the Rabbeinu Shalom had in mind when he created the world. However, loy Zocha, if a person is not Zoycha, he doesn't live that type of a life that is bringing out the honor of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's not living a type of a life that enables the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to give him that everlasting schar, the lechtike gan eden. If he's not living such a life, then he's part of soif maase. Soif maase? Oymrim loy yitush kadmach. We tell him even a tiny insect came before you. And if we think a little more deeper about that, it's not just that he came before you in the mitzad, the sequence of when he appeared in the world. This little insect says Shira. We have a perek Shira. Every one of the Bria has some part to play, has some role to play in the Bria. And this Yitush is doing his job. My dear person, why aren't you doing your job? That's what we're saying. It's not just that it's Soif Maase, it's also Kodmach in the opinion of being someone or something that is accomplishing its Tachlis in the world. But where are you, my dear man? That is really what this Medrash is telling us. That's what we're striving for. We want to be first. We want to be the one that is part of machshava tchila, of what the Rabbeinu Shalom had in mind when he created man. I'll get to the Sfasemes. In fact, I'll say it right now. A bit of the words of the Sfasemes. There's a lot of amkes in the Sfasemes, and the time doesn't let to really go through the whole Sfas Emes like it really should go. But a few words from the Sfas Emes we could take out. It doesn't exactly say all the words we said, but it's very, very similar. Iker ha-yetzira hu ha-adam. The Iker of the Yetzira is the man. Hainu b'nei Yisrael. And that he brings the famous Chazal. Atem kruyim adam ve'ein akum kruyim adam. Klal Yisrael are called adam. There's a whole famous Tosfos in Bava Kama Lamed Ches and other places in Shas where he discusses that Ha'adam will include all species of man. Adam is the title defining the essence of Adam, that only Am Yisrael. Atem kruyim Adam, ve'ein akum kruyim Adam. And then he brings a beautiful pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, Am zu yotzarti li. This nation I created for myself. Tehilosi yisaperu. They will tell my praises. So, as usual, the Sfas Emes has a hidden question. What does that mean? Am zu yatzarti? Only this nation I created? The Rabbeinu Shalom created a whole world. There are so many billions of people just in China. How could you say, Am zu yatzarti? Says the Sfas Emes, Hagam ki hakoil pol v'oso. Even though the whole Bria and all mankind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Aval Iker HaYetzira Hu Am Zu. That's what it means. When we're looking and we're saying, what did Hashem create? Which nation? We're not looking at the Chinese. We're not looking at the American nation. And we're not even looking at the British nation. We're not. We're looking at here, Torah. This is Am Zu Yetzarti Li. This is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created. This is what he had in mind. Nothing else counts for him. That's why it says, Amzu Yatzarti Li. And why is that? Because Tehilasi Yisaperu. That's the nation that's going to sing the praises of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the nation that through Tehilasi Yisaperu, they will be able to get Sechar Nitzchi, everlasting reward. That's why it's Amzu Yatzarti Vesu Loi. No one else. It's like there's nothing else existing in the world. Ki kol ha-yitzira shel ha-shar, the creation of all other mankind, hoya ba'avuroi, it's all because of this nation, to serve Klal Yisrael, to help them in their avodas Hashem, as it's very famous that the great famous Trans-Siberian Railroad, which was built with Mesiras Nefesh for many, many years by the Russian peasants, and it was going all over to Vladivostok. That famous Trans-Siberian Railroad, what was its purpose, or one of its prime purposes, was Yeshivas Mir, and the Heilike Yeshiva Bochrim, they're going to be going all the way from Vilna through Siberia till Vladivostok. And from there they're going to go to Japan. And from there they're going to go to Shanghai. And from there they're going to go and they're going to light up the entire Jewish world. Light up the ganze Welt. They used this railroad. They needed it. And that's why the whole world was created. That's why those Russian peasants, those hard workers, were working day in and day out for year after year until they finally constructed and put down the Trans-Siberian Railroad. But it's all one nation that counts. Am Zu Yatzarti. I don't need the Russians. I don't look at the Chinese. They're serving you because you're serving. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. Ochor v'kedem tzartani is kedem because all the rest is ba'avuroi. V'lochein nivra ba'achroina, that's why it was created last. Shehoyo ha'koil ha'chona elov. Because everything was a preparation to this nation. And since everything was preparing for this Odom ha'sholem, that's why this Odom is soif. He was the end of everything. He has more arichus about the Inyan. But the way I wanted to put it down was with what we said. Soif ma'ase b'machshava t'chila. There's machshava t'chila, that's the tachlis abriya, that's what Hashem had in mind in Yotzarti, and that happened to be soif ma'ase, but it's b'machshava t'chila. That is about the beginning of the parsha, the first medrash, which with the Medrash, the Parsha begins. Moyav Rabbeisai, we don't have any coincidences in life. If we are reading this Parsha, Isha Kisazria, where it talks about the birth of a Zohar, or the birth of a Nekeva, and the Medrash begins and discusses, because of that, the idea of the creation of man, Ochor V'Kedem Tzartani, we are reading this Parsha. As we begin Chodesh Nissan, as we begin this beautiful month, and there's no coincidence in this. We are to hear this Shabbos, this message. Ochor v'kedem tzartani, ato kodamto l'chol ma'ase bereishis. Why is that connected to Chodesh Nissan? Because Chodesh Nissan, and this is what we're going to be reading this Shabbos, Chodesh hazeh lochem. This Chodesh is for you, Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodashim. It's the first of all months. Klal Yisrael, come out onto the spotlight of the world in Chodesh Nissan. That's when they emerge from Mitzrayim. That's when they're born as a nation. That's what the Maral speaks about, Ba'arichus Rav in Gevuras Hashem. There's Midrashim about it, that Chodesh Nissan is the rebirth of the Jewish nation, Bichlal and Bifrat. Chodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodashim, it's the first of months for you. What starts in Chodesh Nissan? V'ovadeto es ha'avoido hazois b'chodesh hazeh. When Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, they leave it with a service to Hashem. They leave it with a Korban Pesach. They leave it with avoido hazois b'chodesh hazeh. This month, which for you is Rosh Chodeshim, this is the beginning of you as a nation. V'ovadeto es ha'avoido hazois. In such a month, when you emerge as a nation, what is your purpose? Well, you have to define our purpose. Our purpose is avoda hazois. We sit and we're makriv korbanos. Korban is the lashon of kirvas Hashem. V'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. Like David HaMelech says, I'm becoming close to the Rabbi in the Shalaylam. When a person is bringing a korban, he is sacrificing his own materialistic desires. Odom kiyakriv mikem korban Hashem, as the famous Sfarnoi begins. Odom does not say odom mikem, a man from you, kiyakriv korban, which really it should be like that. However, it's written in a very sort of mixed up fashion. Adam, Kiyakriv, which Adam? Now we go back to Mikem. Then we go back to, what is a Makriv? Korban Hashem. Rabbi Nishal Olam. Why can't it be written straight? Says the Holy Sfarno, and many afterwards paraphrase the Inyan in all different ways. Adam, what is a Makriv? He is Makriv Mikem from himself. A korban is when a yid gives up his own materialistic desires. When he's mevatel ritzoinoi mipnei ritzoin Hashem. That brings him close because he has no mechitza of chaymer. He doesn't have the materialistic partition between him and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is the way his whole purity, his whole Yiddishkeit comes about. He is being able to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's able to become part of the Or Ein Sof of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is what a yid is. That's what a korban is. Korban miloshen kirva. Korban miloshen hakrava. If one is makriv del mikem, so then he becomes korban Lashem. He becomes close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is what the yidden did as they're emerging as a nation. This was their banner. V'avadito eso avoido hazois b'chodesh hazeh. When it's your first month, your month where you emerge as a nation, what are you doing? Thus is the Yid. The Yid is serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Yid is winning over his Yetzirah. The Yid is becoming close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He's being mizdabek tzaboy v'kol ha'olamim. Then when a Yid is doing that, he's part of Machshava Tchila. He's part of the Tachlis Abriye. He's what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam meant. And that's what the Lashon HaGemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis says. Kol ha'olam kuloi lo nivra elo letzeves lazer. The whole world was created to be company and to help out this person because he's doing Tachlis Abriye. And about who, which person does it say that? Soif davar hakol nishma, es elikim yira, ves mitzvois av shemar, ki ze kol ha'odam. This is the Adam, this is the tachlis ha'odam. So when we hear this Shabbos, the achoydish hazelachem roish chadashim, we hear about the new month, the new year of Klal Yisrael. We're going to hear the isho ki sazria with ochor v'kedem tzartani, ato kodamto l'chol ma'asa bereishis. Let us come to a commitment that we will be part of this gewaldige purpose of creation to give nachas ruach zum Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we'll be all be zoiche with ganz Klal Yisrael that the Chodesh Nissan, which was once a Chodesh of Geula and has in it the power of Geula, b'nissen nig'alu u'b'nissen asidim ligoyel, we'll all be zoiche freiliche heit simchadik v'sosin to mekabel zayin p'nei Moshiach tzidkenu b'mheiro b'yameinu. Amen. Amen. Amen.